Welcome back to Take Care, Dr. Graber, and thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me.
So the question is, what exactly is a freckle?
That's a great question and a common one that I get because so many people do have freckles. A freckle just represents extra pigment or melanin in the skin.
And does a freckle have to be on the face to be a freckle, or can you have body freckles? And what's the difference between like that or a mole?
So a freckle can be anywhere on the body, and particularly in people with red hair or blonde hair, they often have freckles on other parts of the body other than the face. So they can occur anywhere, although we do see them most commonly on the face. There is a difference between a freckle and a mole. A mole is made up of clumps of different types of cells underneath the skin, whereas with a freckle, the cells are an even layer of brown pigment underneath the skin. So they look differently microscopically, and because of that, they oftentimes look different clinically or how we see them on somebody's skin.
You mentioned that some ethnicities tend to freckle more than others. What is it about the lighter hair, the red hair in some ethnicities that either give them more freckles or less?
People with red hair tend to produce melanin a little bit differently and a different type of melanin. We're not sure exactly how that translates into having more freckles, but one fact is sure that we definitely see them more commonly in people with red hair.
Are you born with all your freckles, or do you acquire more as you age? And then if that is true that you get more, what's the difference then between the freckle and what we refer to as an age spot?
Yes. So people acquire freckles. Usually they're acquired at some point in childhood, and it's a combination of factors that might bring on a freckle. It could be a combination of a genetic predisposition. A lot of times people who have freckles, their parents also have freckles. And it's a combination of this genetic predisposition and exposure to the sunlight. People who have a lot of exposure to sunlight, it can bring out their freckles that they may already be predisposed to get. And also sunlight can make anyone who has freckles become darker. The age spot is also a brown spot that's brought out by the sunlight, and they're usually larger than freckles. They sometimes are very difficult to distinguish one from the other, especially in people who already had a lot of freckles and then get an age spot. Age spots in general respond a little bit better to some types of treatments than freckles do.
Why do age spots then seem to appear so often on the hand?
Oh, well, the hands have a lot of exposure to sunlight. And why you don't get freckles on the hands is commonly, we don't really know. But the hands, the backs of the hands, particularly in people who drive a lot, we can see a lot of sunspots because the way that they are holding the steering wheel, the sunlight comes in, and even though there's glass, the sunlight can still affect the skin.
I can see my next purchase. I'm going to get racing gloves for driving.
Yes, that would help.
Yeah, that probably would. Now, is there any relationship between freckles and skin cancer? Are they a precursor, or they never do develop into anything other than being a freckle?
Yes, it would be very, very uncommon for a freckle to develop into a skin cancer. However, we do see skin cancer more commonly in people who have freckles, just because these are folks who tend to have fair skin. And we know that those who have fair skin types and also those who have red hair or blonde hair are already at a higher risk to develop a skin cancer.
So we mentioned that sometimes sunlight brings out the freckles. So it's possible that during the summer, you might have a lot of freckles, but by February, they're not so obvious. Is that true?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, for the person that doesn't want to see those freckles, you had mentioned that when people aren't happy with their age spots, there are treatments. But do we just have to live with our freckles and learn to love them?
Yeah, that's really the bottom line. There are laser treatments that can be done to help to lighten age spots, and they could also lighten freckles, but this is a very temporary response when we're talking about freckles. They always come back, at least to some extent, so it's not a permanent treatment. There are also some lightening creams, some that are prescription strength and some that a patient could buy over the counter at the drugstore. And while these might help sunspots, they're not going to help freckles.
Dr. Emmy Graber is a dermatologist, president and founder of the Dermatology Institute of Boston. Dr. Graber, thank you for talking to us on Take Care.
You're welcome.